you there. Though I try to resist being last on your list. But no other girl's gonna do. So I'm saving all my love for you. No other man is gonna love you more.
On the newspaper page, and love and tradition of the grand design, some people say it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls, 'cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every scene.
Laura, you left before I could finish singing.
Oh, did I? Listen, I'd offer you some hot chocolate, but you're not gonna stay that long.
Oh, well, I'd say thank you, but there's no reason to. Aren't you at all curious why I'm dressed to the nines and singing to you in dulcet tones?
Dulcet tones? Our dustbuster sings better than you.
Well, I'm doing this to commemorate a milestone in our relationship.
Our relationship doesn't need a milestone. It needs a tombstone.
Woman, I'm about to ask you out for the 1,000th time. Here goes. Laura Winslow?
No.
Well, you didn't even let me finish.
Sorry, I was just so eager to answer you.
Well, you know, I've asked you out 1,000 times and you have said no 1,000 times. I am beginning to notice an alarming trend.
Get a clue, Steve. Give it up.
I shall never give up bubbling brown sugar. In fact, I'm gonna do something so romantic, so gallant, and so fabulously grandiose that your heart will melt and you will be mine forever.
Get a life, Steve.
All right, this is fantastic.
What are you so happy about?
You just said, get a life, Steve. A week ago, you would have said, get a life, Turbo Nerd. I'm wearing you down, baby. I'm wearing you down.
Is your mother at home?
No, she's at work, but my Aunt Harriet's here.
Can I speak to her?
Sure. Aunt Harriet, there's a new neighbor.
We're your new neighbors. I'm Gloria Tannen.
Hi.
And this is my daughter, Gwendolyn.
Why, hello, Gwendolyn. I'm Harriet Winslow, and this is my nephew, Richie.
Welcome to the hood.
Thanks. I think I'm gonna like it here.
Listen, Gloria, let's go have some coffee, and then I'll give you the lowdown on your new neighbors.
You're not gonna gossip, are you?
I sure am.
Oh, good. Play nice, kids.
You want to play space donkeys?
I'm down for that. I'm pretty good with the laser.
Let's kick it.
Hey, Dad.
Yes, sweetheart?
I got my report card today.
Oh?
Oh, Carl, her grades are just a little less than perfect. So when you look at her report card, try to show some compassion.
Well, of course, Mother. Okay, Judy, let's have it.
Here you go.
Would you look at these grades? These grades are terrible.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's one of your old report cards. Here is Judy's report card.
Oh, B's and C's. Not bad.
Thanks, Grandma.
You're welcome, sugar.
Just a minute. Richie, Gwendolyn's here to see you.
Aw, oh, man, she's smothering me.
Hi, Gwendolyn.
Hi, cutie. I baked you a cupcake. Sweets for my sweet. Listen, babe, I can't stay. I got an interview for preschool. Ciao.
Be careful. I teased this dude yesterday, and he gave me an industrial strength noogie.
Attention! Would the lovely Laura Winslow kindly step outside? behold the fair damsel.
This might be a good time to move.
Oh, greetings, hombres.
Steve, why are you pulling a crazy stunt like this?
Carl, unfortunately, my legendary love for your daughter is unrequited. Therefore, I shall remain here upon your roof until Laura Winslow sees the folly of her ways.
But, Steve, this time of year, the nights up here are very cold and very windy.
I've got my love to keep me warm.
Dad, Can I have a word with you down by the gutter?
What is it, son?
Why aren't you kicking Steve off of here?
Simple. As long as he's on our house, he can't be in our house.
Yeah. Yeah.
You up.
Look at this. You almost killed yourself. I want you to come down from this roof.
Will you go out with me?
No.
Then here I stay.
Look, you're wasting your time. I will never go out with you.
Oh, yes, you will.
No, I won't. Steve, this is crazy.
Laura, I don't care. Men swim oceans, climb mountains, and trudge across deserts for their women. The least I can do is sit on top of a middle-class tract house.
Look, the radio says we're in for a cold snap. It might even snow.
Well, let Mama Nature take her best shot. You want to know why? Because I'm a man. A manly man. A manly Urkel man.
Fine, Steve. It'll be just you and the pigeons.
Pigeons? Oh, do they bite?
I'm off. You know, the only thing worse than working the night shift is working in a snowstorm.
Laura, aren't you worried about Uncle Steve?
He's not your uncle, and he can climb down anytime.
You ordered Chinese?
Up on the roof.
The roof?
Well, good night, kids.
Good night, Dad.
Mm-hmm.
Good night, Uncle Carl.
Night, Rich.
Bye, big guy.
Steve, you know, it's starting to snow pretty hard. Don't you think you ought to come down?
No, thanks, big guy.
You know, he's even annoying up there.
Hello? Oh, hi, Gwendolyn. Richie?
No.
Gwendolyn, Richie's not available right now, but I'll be sure to tell him that you called, okay? Bye. Why didn't you want to talk to her, Richie?
Laura, can you keep a secret?
Sure.
Swear like a bear?
Two times square. Now tell me.
Well, yesterday I was over at Gwendolyn's house playing Legos.
So what happened?
Well, Gwendolyn asked me if I wanted to go with her and see Snoopy on ice. I said sure.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, but then I noticed Gwendolyn was giving me this real goofy look.
What look?
Like this.
Oh, I see.
Then she did something crazy. Something weird. Something disgusting.
What?
She kissed me.
Whoa, well, what did you do?
I called her a duty head, and then I ran home and scrubbed my face until my skin got red.
Well, Richie, it sounds like Gwendolyn wants you to be her boyfriend.
Laura, I'm too young for that. For goodness sake, I'm still wearing underoos.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have called Gwendolyn a duty head.
You call Uncle Steve names?
Well, that's different.
How come?
Never mind. Look, Gwendolyn really cares about you. And even though you don't feel the same way about her, it's not right to hurt her feelings.
Oh, gee. This boy and girl stuff is really complicated.
I think you should call Gwendolyn and tell her you're sorry for calling her a duty head.
I guess you're right.
Tell her you'd be happy to see Snoopy on ice with her, but just as a friend.
Hey, that's good. Thanks, Laura. You sure are a good straightener-outer.
Anytime, Richie.
Hey, where are you going?
I think it's time I start following my own advice. Brought you a blanket.
Oh, my little Florence Nightingale. Be careful. This roof is slipperier than a used car salesman. Darling, I'm so cold. You know, they say the best cure for hypothermia is body heat.
I'm close to feeling sorry for you, Steve. Don't blow it.
Right. Listen, have you heard any weather reports?
Yeah, these snow flurries are supposed to stop by dawn.
Oh, good.
Just before the blizzard hits.
Not good.
Look, I've been thinking about what you're doing here, and I must admit that it is kind of romantic. In a bizarre, twisted, obnoxious sort of way.
You love me, don't you?
No, my feelings for you haven't changed. And they never will.
Ow.
But...
Oh, praise God, there's a butt!
But if you can convince me that you truly understand my feelings, then just maybe we could go out on a date. As a friend.
Oh, Laura, my lady, my love.
Your friend.
Right, my friend. Do you suppose we could commemorate this occasion with a hug?
Well, I guess somebody will see. Steve, let go.
I'm sorry. I'm just being friendly. Laura, I'm so excited. You and me on a date?
Now, Steve.
Oh, why, this will be my chance to impress you. Well, knock your socks off.
With what?
With my charm. My rapier wit. My savoir faire. Whoa! Whoa!
Steve, a deal is a deal. I promised you that we would have a date, and here we are.
Not just a date, a dinner date.
Open up the hangar. Here comes the jello plane.
Maybe this is the best night of my life.
Family Matters is a Miller Boyette production in association with Lorimar Television and is distributed by Warner Brothers Domestic Television Distribution.